Well, speaking of Indonesia, it's almost 4 years since Australians Myuran Sukumaran and Andrew Chan were executed there for drug offences. Now, a new short film called Execution Island dramatises the final hours of their lives.
When I first met the boys, I didn't really know what to expect. But I instantly knew that they were rehabilitated. And I was determined that no matter what happened, that he was going to be treated with dignity, even in the horrendous situation.
That's Christy Buckingham, Melbourne pastor and the spiritual advisor to the two men for almost a decade. And Christy Buckingham is the main character in this film, Execution Island. Andrew West has been speaking with the real Christy Buckingham about the film. So that was someone being Christy Buckingham, about her ongoing campaign against the death penalty and why it is so significant, particularly at this time, Easter.
I believe that from the death of Christ, there should be no room in any Christian's worldview for capital punishment, because either Jesus died for the sin of the world, past, present and future, or he didn't. Theologically, there is no place for execution in the present day.
This is an extraordinarily powerful 13 minutes. It's only a short film. There's one moment, Christy, where you take Myuran's face in your hands and you unambiguously say to this man who admitted that he was a serious criminal, but you unambiguously say to him, you are a good man. This is an extraordinary story of redemption.
Yes, it is. And Myu, on that night, he didn't shed a tear the whole evening. He was strong, he was courageous, he knew what he had to do. And when I said to him, you're a good man, you're a courageous man, and you're a redeemed man, as I said the word redeemed, he just quietly said, thank you, thank you. And one tear came out of his eye. And seeing him as God saw him had an impact on him, a huge impact on him. And it struck me that those boys had borne many things, but the fact that others had not acknowledged or seen their rehabilitation had had a huge impact on them as well. And to have someone see that and say that to them in that moment, it clearly made an impact on Myu.
There was also a moment when a guard, one of those who was shackling Myuran and Andrew to the posts where they would be executed, said, we're sorry about this.
Yes.
That really happened, I understand.
Yes, that really happened. They said it first in Indonesian, Maskan Saya. And then the guy said, one of them, there was two of them, and the one said, we are, please forgive Indonesia. We are sorry our country is doing this, in English.
Yeah.
And Myu said to them, he lowered his head and he said to them, and because they asked him, were they hurting him as they were tying him onto the pole? And he just said to them, I forgive you. I forgive you for this.
And he yelled something out just as the guns were about to fire, didn't he?
So what happened was he knew that he wanted to be singing when he actually died. And so I didn't know how we were actually going to accomplish that. But what happened was, as we were on the field, the guns lit up with the lights and they started to target his heart. And I said to him, Myu, I'm going to, because they patted me on the shoulder telling me I needed to get off the field to the side, to move to the side, because obviously I couldn't be in the line of fire. And I just said, one more minute, and I said, Myu, what is it you need to say? And he said, I declare a blessing on Indonesia. I forgive them for what they're going to do. And then his last spoken words were, Jesus, I trust in you. And then he started to sing the words of Matt Redman's song, Bless the Lord. And I said to him, Myu, can you still hear me? I'm just moving to the side. And he said, yes, I can hear you. And Andrew shouted, sing up. Sing up, we can do better than this. And they started to sing louder, and we moved across to the side, and they were singing through the song, and it took a little bit of time, and they were halfway through the second verse when the guns took them out.
That's Melbourne Pastor Christy Buckingham speaking to Andrew West, and you can hear more of that on that conversation with Andrew on the Religion and Ethics Report this afternoon at 5:30 right here on RN. You're listening to RN Breakfast. It's 9 minutes to 9.